Hello everyone, welcome to Art and Chocolate Podcast. If you are seeking some art help, art tips and tricks on how to get started with your own online art business, how to get started with your own art and seeking for art tips and tricks, then this podcast is exactly for you because I'm going to covering in each and every episode talking about the art related important stuff, helping you along your art journey. And I'm your host, Parshvika. We're going to cover each important related topics in each episode of the Art and Chocolate Podcast. So let's get started with today's episode. Hey guys, welcome back to Parshvika. We're going to be talking about feeling demotivated or feeling discouraged or not getting the results. Like what to do if you're not getting the results that you're looking for in your business. Whether you're looking for sales, followers, subscribers. And we have some resources. Check the description box below for that. Anyways, let's talk about what to do when you're not getting the results. When you're not getting the results or when you're not seeing the sales or when you're not making that much amount of money which you thought you would be making money from your business, when you're not achieving your money goals, your business goals, whatever you call it, then what you could do or how to achieve them. The first thing to keep in mind is all about the perspective and to understand that Rome doesn't build overnight, that things doesn't build overnight. It takes sometimes years or in fact decades to reach to the point where you want to reach. It may take longer than you are expecting it to be. And that happened with me time and time in my own business. I was thinking I'm going to reach to this particular goal in a year, in a 6 month, and it took me longer than I expected. So that's the thing you need to keep in mind while setting the goal is to be realistic with that. Understand that the output is not in your hands. Of course, you can do all the work that is required to get the desired output, but still the output is not in your hands. So you always need to set the goals in terms of input. Like I'm going to do this amount of products or I'm going to make and create this many amount of YouTube videos in a month or something like that, whatever the business you have, whatever the business model you have. So depending on the inputs, you can set the goals, but for the results, you can't set the goals. You may reach those goals in those time frames, or you may not be reaching it, or you even exceed those goals. Sometimes we set the small goals and we exceed those goals. We make more money by that, or we reach to a certain goals which we didn't even expect it to reach in a short amount of time. So literally anything could happen in your business. So always set the goals based on the input, not based on the output. That's the first thing to keep in mind. Another thing is to understand that things takes time, and always for me in my case I've seen, and for other people as well, I've seen it took longer than we expected, and that could happen. Sometimes the thing happened instantly, other times it took longer time than we expected. So we can't beat ourselves up when it's taking a longer time. We need to understand that we are building a business. A business is like a baby, okay? If you're having a baby, you would be able to understand that it takes time to grow a baby. It takes time for a baby to grow into an adult. It takes time. The same thing is for the business. That's another thing. The third thing you have to keep in mind is about look at your business in the grand scheme. Don't look at it in just a day or a week or a month. Look at it in a year. If you are running your business for 3 years, 2 years, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, look at all those years. Take your income spreadsheet on your deck and look at all those years, how much money you made, which are the slow months, which are the highest month, which are the amazing year, which was a rapid growth phase, which was a very slow growth phase, and look at the grand scheme of the things. And if you see that every single year you are going up, even if it's quite small, even if it's quite slow, if you are going up, then you're progressing, you're moving forward. There is nothing else you need to do, because you was thinking that I'm going to make $1 million in my business in the second year, but you make that $1 million in the fourth year or in the fifth year or even in 7 or 8 years, then you can't beat yourself up, because even though you were thinking about the goal to reach that goal in 2 years, but it took you a longer time, but still, you were making progress in all those years when you didn't achieve your goal. You were making progress. So you have to look at the grand scheme. You can't just look at the small picture and think about the small things and get irritated, get frustrated, get angry, demotivated, discouraged. No, You need to look at the longer picture, a bigger picture of your goal, of your business, and then see the things. Like if I look my back past 3 years for me starting my business, I see that in every year I am moving forward. I am progressing forward. I'm learning new skills, developing new hobbies, new interests, new strength. I can see my confidence is increasing, how I'm actually building my businesses, multiple different income streams. I see the things are progressing further. I see the progress. I see the results. I'm seeing the things when I'm looking at the 3 year picture. I'm seeing that I'm moving forward. Even it may be slow at some times, but I am moving forward. As long as you are moving forward, as long as you are making a progress, that's all you needed. Even if it is small, even if it is very little, but still you are making a progress. And that's what we want, because business is about building blocks. You are placing the block every single day, every single week. So even if the end of a year you see that you have placed the 20 blocks, still you place the 20 blocks. Still you made a progress. You reach from 0 to 20. And the next year you're going to put 30, 40 more. So you can see that there is a progress. You are moving forward. You're not stagnant. And that's all is needed. The another thing, the fourth thing I want to tell you is to understand that you're always going to get what you want. If you look at your past and you remember whenever you wanted something in your life, whether that's the money, relationship, job, or whatever it is, you get it. You get it. Somehow you were able to do that. Somehow you were able to pay your bills. Somehow you were able to pay your tuition fees, your child fees, or something like that. Somehow you were able to do that. Or whatever way you are able to come in contact with this particular piece of content, that means somehow you're able to pay your bills. Even if you thought in the past you wasn't able to do that, but you were able to do that. Somehow you were able to do that. Somehow you were able to achieve that. That means if you were able to do that in the past, you would be able to do in the present as well, and you would be able to do in the future as well. You just need to have faith. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that you have everything within you that you're ever gonna need to achieve your goals, to achieve your dream life. You are enough. You don't need to change yourself. You don't need to go out and look for other people to complete you. You're whole and complete by yourself. You are enough. You're everything that you're ever gonna need in your entire lifetime. And you were always able to pay your bills on time. You're always able to do the things somehow. Someone helps you, or surprise money comes in, or some scholarship comes in, or you were able to get a loan, whatever it is, you were able to do that. And when you were able to do that in the past, then why not in the present? Why not in the future? With that being said, another tip I have for you, when you look at these big things, when you understand these things, you would be able to know that I don't need to worry about. So that's what I'm going to tell you. Chill out more, relax, enjoy the process. Because if you're solely focusing on your business, solely focusing on the goals, solely focus on the money, it's amazing in the beginning. But at the time, it feels like a hustle. It feels like you are tired. And that thing happened with me time and time. I feel tired when I'm solely focusing on the goals, when I'm solely focusing on why I didn't reach the goal, when I'm going to reaching, how it's going to look like, how, when. I forget to live my life. I forget to enjoy my life. And that's what I'm doing right now. When I'm in Bali, I'm trying to enjoy more. Of course, I'm running my business. I have an online business. I'm working on my business as well. Kind of like a digital nomad lifestyle, but it's not that fancy as it seems to be on Instagram or on YouTube. The people make it way more fancy, the digital nomad lifestyle. But behind the scenes, you are working. But still, you have to enjoy your life, whether you're living a digital nomad lifestyle, whether you are living at your home, wherever you are. You have to enjoy your life because time is passing. You will never going to get this time back. You will never going to get the time back. You can get all the money back, all the home back, all the relationship back, all the job back, all the health back, but you will never able to get the time back. So enjoy the process, enjoy the time, and don't get too much worried about it. Take life easy, because when you take it easy, when you chill out more, when you enjoy the process, the things get way more easy and life gets way more easy and you really feel good. You really feel happy. You really feel in the zone. You really feel satisfied, joyful, and all those goodly feelings come inside of you. So just understand these things and just put these things into the perspective and remind yourself again and again when you fall back. Because you're going to fall back. You're going to fall back and then you're going to pick yourself up again to the track. You're going to fall back, pick yourself, fall back, pick yourself. The cycle will going to go on until you reach to your goal. But you can't go out of the track before you reach your goal. I hope it makes sense. See you for the next time, guys. Take care. Bye.